Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
Once again, Niles Gens in studio with us, AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI, GensFinancial.com. That is their website, G-E-N-T-Z, spell it correctly, GensFinancial.com. That phone number at 258-3688. Niles, good morning.
Good morning to you.
It is the merry month of March. March Madness going on.
Yep, a lot of high school tournaments going on. More to come. Hockey starts, what, today?
Today. And not to mention the collegiate stuff. But perhaps most importantly, you always take a moment and recognize Women's History Month every year.
Yep, we'll get to that here in a few minutes. Speaking of help, we are looking for another staff person at our office.
Yeah.
So that staff person is a full-time job.
Okay.
It's an immediate opening.
Right.
Okay. Just give us a call at 320-258-3688. We're looking for somebody to come on board long-term. This is not a short-term fix. We need somebody for admin help as well as processing, onboarding new clients.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So skills needed, obviously computer skills. You don't have to be...
A wizard?
A Bill Gates or whatever, anything like that. Be able to be proficient on the computer, but you don't have to be razzled. We have the systems in place. You just have to be able to learn our systems.
But I don't know anything about financial planning or anything.
That's not what you're there for. Okay. You're there to meet and greet, help out at workshops, answer the phone, help get things ready for workshops, help bring on all the help with the computer work, bringing on new clients.
Okay.
It's a very busy position, so if you want to sit around and do nothing all day, don't bother calling, okay? But again, give us a call at 320-258-3688. If you know somebody else who might be interested, just have them reach out to us. And just give us a call. We'll have them put a resume email to Niles at GensFinancial.com, N-Y-L-E-S at G-E-N-T-Z.com. Just call us ahead of time, get all that information.
I'll tell you what, folks, I've been to your office a couple of times to take care of business and that kind of stuff. But these openings don't come around very often with your company, do they?
Nope. The last three gals we had in that position all retired.
Yeah.
Which happens, Bob. But Denise has been with me 17 and a half years.
Right.
So this person would work with Denise as well as myself. Natalie, my favorite daughter, of course, has been with us for the second time now since 2009. So what's that, 15 years?
Yeah.
Niles Jr., 16 years. Roger, about 16 years. Kevin is the newbie on the street, been with us a little over 2 years.
Right.
But it's been in the financial business 6.5 years prior to that.
It's a great opportunity.
It is a great opportunity. Of course, I'm a little biased when I say that. But just give us a call, 320-258-3688.
All right. Hey, you've got some workshops too, don't you?
We do. I was going to get to the March ones here in a second.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But in the next day or so, probably tomorrow, Kevin is doing some workshops at the library here in town.
Oh, sure.
At the St. Cloud Library on Social Security.
Okay.
That's the whole presentation, about an hour on Social Security. It's the first part of April. I failed, and I apologize to write the dates down before I got here this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But give us a call again at 320-258-3688. Talk to Kevin in RSVP. So it's at the library. I believe it's during the day. It's not at night. Okay, but again, I apologize for not having all the information, but Kevin's putting it on.
Oh, we have time to talk about that between now and then, too.
We do.
All right.
But coming up next week, we're doing this show on March 6th already. Isn't the first 2 months, where did that go?
I don't know.
Where did January and February go besides the rearview mirror?
Yeah, I'm okay with that because I'm waiting for spring. I'm getting kind of itchy.
Well, this winter shouldn't have, it was kind of springy. It was kind of springy the last couple weeks anyhow.
Yeah.
All right, you're just fussy. So next week, March 12th, which would be a Tuesday if my calendar still works in my head, we'll be at the Holiday Inn. So topics covered. Obviously, one of the big topics last couple, 3 years is rising inflation. Learn how it's shaping current investment strategies and what you should expect in the future. Stock market volatility is always a buzzword. What a market correction create additional challenges to meeting your planned retirement date? We talk about IRA, 401k, mutual funds. So we talk about tax reduction strategies, IRA withdrawals, you know, when to take out, how to take out, when you have to take out, retirement income planning, and, of course, the Secure Act 2.0, how the updated legislation could turn your IRA into a tax burden for your beneficiaries, and there's other information, too. Just go to our website, gentzfinancial.com, click on events, a drop bar will appear. To the right, you'll see fill out your information below to RSVP.
Gotcha. Folks, Niles Gens is in studio. The phone number for Gens Financial Services is 320-258-3688. No, you do not have to attend a workshop in order to set an appointment with right. Niles. But boy, I tell you what, you want some good information? There you go.
Yeah. So again, we have a film crew from a company here in town coming to one of our events next week. Oh, I got ahead of myself. March 12th at the Holiday Inn. March 14th, which is a Thursday, at the Old Brick House here downtown.
Yep.
So I don't know which day it is. Again, didn't write that down. But one of those days, we're going to have a film crew from here, a local company, that's going to have cameras set up and lights and all that good stuff to videotape our workshop. And then once we get it edited, you know, take my us and my us out of there, they're going to have the whole presentation available on our website.
Okay.
I don't know how long this is going to take. Let's say a month. And then they're going to have bits and pieces that they can cut out for 2-3 minute segments.
Yep, on a particular topic.
Yep, so if you're interested in required minimum distribution, what the rules are and how you do it, that'll
Perfect.
Be a topic. If you want a topic on wills and trusts, power of attorney, health care directive, transfer of death deeds, not an attorney, but I know enough to tell you.
Yeah.
Again, there'll probably be... I call snippets. I don't know if that's the right word or not.
Yep.
Probably 6 to 10 that'll be available. Kind of excited about it. We tried this a couple years ago during the COVID thing.
Sure.
We tried filming it ourselves. It worked okay, but now this is a professional crew coming
right.
in.
Right.
So one of my favorite subjects to talk about.
Women.
Is women.
Absolutely.
Okay? Because I'm a child of one of them.
Me too.
I'm married to one of them.
Me too.
And I have a daughter. And
I got three of them.
You have three of them. And I have five granddaughters. So very, very fun thing to talk about.
You bet.
Very important people in our lives. So March, since we're in March now, is Women's History Month. It's a celebration of women's contributions to history, culture, and society. Has been observed annually in for the month of March in the United States since 1987.
Sure.
Okay. So again, International Day for Women has been around since 1911, celebrated on March 8th, which is 2 days from now. We're recording the show on the 6th. The United Nations has sponsored International Women's Day since 1975. So Women's History Month theme 2024 is Women Who Advocate for Equity, Diversity, and Inclusion. The theme recognizes women who understand the need to eliminate bias and discrimination from individuals' lives and institutions. So some quotes. This one, particular one's from Eleanor Roosevelt. You remember her, Bob?
No.
You should.
I know who she is, but I don't remember her.
You should, okay? Women are like tea bags. We don't know how I'll start that over. Women are like tea bags. We don't know our true strength until we are in hot water.
Absolutely. And that is a quote from her.
Yeah, Eleanor Roosevelt. The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity. Mm-hmm. Amelia Earhart, another famous person, aviation pioneer.
You bet.
Rosa Parks, everybody knows who that is. You must never be fearful about what you're doing when is right. Shirley Chisholm was a U.S. congresswoman a few years ago. If you don't give up a seat at the table, bring a folding chair. Okay, and there's more, obviously.
Yeah.
But the point is, there's been some very strong women over the years. There's very strong women now in our society. And the last one before we move on to more things about women, champions keep playing until they get it right. Remember Billie Jean King?
Absolutely.
Tennis champion.
Do you know Lainey Wilson, who is setting the country music world on fire, right? She's in Yellowstone and stuff. You see her all the time, a country music singer, right? She was turned down from American Idol 7 times. Did it stop her?
Not good enough.
Not good enough.
I think those judges.
That's amazing.
Hopefully those judges got done. It's done every year. The most recent one is a 2023 study just released here on February 6th from a Minnesota-based company down in Golden Valley, Allianz Life. Big employer down there on Highway 394.
Mm-hmm.
49% of women consider themselves to be the chief financial officer of their household.
Absolutely.
CFO. However, just 64% of women say they feel secure, down from 72% in 2021. What was happening in 2021, Bob?
A little COVID thing?
A little flu bug going around?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So again, it's dropped since the COVID,
yeah.
And hopefully it keeps working itself back up. So again, repeat that. However, just 64% of women say they feel secure, mm-hmm. down from 72% in 2021. So again, more women say that they have the primary responsibility for managing finances and making financial decisions for their household. Nearly half of the women, 49%, consider themselves to be the CFO of their household. This is up from 41% in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
For married women, this increased from 34% in 2021 to 43% in 2023. Generation X women, 54% are most likely to consider themselves the CFO compared to millennials, 51%, and boomers, 41%.
Mm-hmm.
So the Gen X's are the newer generation.
Yeah.
Millennials are our kids probably. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, our kids.
Yeah.
And you and I are boomers. Okay?
That's a nice way to put it.
I don't know who gave us those names, yeah. By the way.
Baby boomers. That's who we are.
That's baby boomers.
Yep.
This could be driven by increasing economic power as more women say they are their primary breadwinner in the family.
Really?
Yeah. More than 2 in 5 women, 43%, say they are their primary breadwinner in their family, up from 34% in 2021.
Look around here, Niles. Mm-hmm. Look at the ladies that are in charge.
Yeah, there's what?
Lots of them.
How many women compared to men in this building?
Yeah, it's probably 2 to 1.
Oh, at least.
Yeah.
If not more than that.
If not 3. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're in super high, very responsible positions here. And why wouldn't they be?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you use the talent that's
absolutely
available? Does it make sense? Okay? Yeah. That you don't use them. More than half the millennial women, 51%, say they're their primary breadwinner in their family,
mm-hmm.
compared to 39% of Gen Xers and 37% of boomers. This increased across all categories from 2021.
Okay.
So another thing is that this is what we're going to talk about now. At the same time, women are feeling less secure financially than they did in the past. Just 64% of women say they feel secure, down from 72% in 2021. Married women are most likely to feel secure, 73%, compared to single gals, 45%, divorced, 54%, and widowed, 44%.
So when you look at those numbers, I automatically think of comparing women to men, and I'm kind of surprised that they feel less secure. Do you know why that would be? Because isn't everybody feeling a little less secure across the board?
Yeah, so I'm going to say stuff because I'm old school, because I'm old. Okay.
You and me both, sir.
Well, you're older, but yeah. So we're from old school, so I may not word things just properly. But women are more worriers than men.
Okay.
Worry warts they used to use when we were kids.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So women, when I sit down with a husband or wife, the husband not necessarily is more he's more optimistic most of the time.
Yep.
But he's also more
easygoing.
Aggressive.
Oh, aggressive.
Aggressive when it comes to investing now.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Where women are more laid back, kind of sit back and say, no, we got, they're more, I don't say they're more thinkers, although somebody could probably talk me into that. They think things through more than men do. Again, so I'm just giving overall picture. This is not dialing on everybody listening today.
Right.
But I've seen an increase over the almost 44 years I've been in the business. Women becoming more and more active all the time in the family's finances.
Right, right.
The day of the husband and wife coming in, or the husband coming in by himself and saying, well, my wife's not interested in this stuff. She doesn't care. I take care of everything. We still see that on occasion. Not very much, but we still see that. But we usually call them out on it, say, nope, you come on in the first time by yourself.
Yeah.
I don't want to see you again. I kind of sugarcoat a little better than this. I don't want to see you again without your wife.
Right, right.
Okay? Even though she says she's not interested, odds are someday this whole thing's going to land on her lap.
Right.
And I've seen it where either men or women, it's happened to both sides of the fence, that the spouse handled everything when it comes to finances, insurance,
yes, sir,
and whatnot, and that person seems like that person dies first, and the widow or the widow sister, oh my gosh, I've had widows in my office over the years that didn't even know how to write out a check.
Oh my.
Okay?
Yeah. That's been a while, I would think.
Well, it has been a while.
Like at least 5 years, 10 years?
Yep. But I know of a client down by the Albertville, St. Michael area.
Okay.
I had to teach her how to write out checks.
Gotcha.
Didn't know how.
Huh.
Okay. I've had women and men too. This is not either one, but since this is Women's Month, well, it's zero on the women.
Yeah.
That don't even know where their money's invested.
Now, to me, that is, I would yell at the husbands for that because that's not cool. Why would you do that?
It is not cool.
Yeah.
Now, I have a tendency to be pretty level-headed.
Yeah.
Most of the time. But I do get the hairs in the back of my neck, if I had hairs, that when a husband's taking control of the conversation in my office and the wife's just sitting there, I will somewhat tactfully ignore him.
Somewhat tactfully?
Yeah, ignore him.
Yeah.
You know, Mary and Bob are sitting in front of me.
Yeah.
And Bob's doing all the talk, making all the decisions. I'll say, Bob, hang on a second. Mm-hmm. Mary, what do you think? Well, whatever Bob says is fine. No, I want you.
You matter.
And I'll say someday, Bob, and I'll kick my hand. I'll say, Bob's not going to be here someday, Bob, possibly.
Yeah.
This is all going to land on your shoulders. Well, then my kids. No, your kids got their lives.
Yeah.
Your kids are going to help if they can, obviously.
For sure.
But again, so I'm getting kind of preachy. Mm-hmm. I got my collar
That's
on.
That's all right. Okay?
But again, this goes for husbands out there, too. If your wife is doing all the decision-making when it comes to finances, you're laying back, you're going golfing, you're going fishing, you're going deer hunting,
yep,
you're out mowing the lawn, you're not paying attention to finances, get involved.
Yeah.
Okay. Not saying you equally is best if you're both can make decisions together.
Sure.
But at least if you're relying on one spouse to be in charge of finances, at least know what's going on.
I think the split should be 51%, 49%. It's got to be that close. You got to know what's going on.
It should be real. Well, actually, the best split is 100%, 100%.
Yeah, true.
A perfect
50-50,
world.
50-50, yeah.
Yeah, perfect world. So again, women are holding more economic power than before, and yet they still lack financial confidence. Again, still using this Women in Power study. The guidance of a financial professional can help women define a long-term financial strategy to increase their sense of confidence. A strong financial approach can include risk mitigation strategies and help ease the worry of future unknowns. We don't know. We know what the end result future is going to be for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
nobody gets out alive.
No, nobody gets out alive. But in between now and our last day.
Yeah.
We need to kind of get a game plan together.
Yeah.
Okay. People ask me, Niles, do you have a game plan? Yep, sure do. My game plan is to work full time, full blast. I want to be sitting here in this studio, hopefully with Bob here too, mm-hmm, when I celebrate my 50th year in this business. That's 6 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's cool.
I am looking forward to this happy 50th. Think of any profession, anybody who's been around that long.
Exactly right.
Okay.
There are several businesses around St. Cloud that are clients of ours that celebrate their 60th anniversary, their 50th anniversary.
Yep.
I always say to them, that just doesn't happen.
Nope, it just doesn't happen. And same thing for you gals listening out here.
Right.
If you take the average scenario, and again, average is average, you are going to outlive your, if you're roughly the same age, you are going to outlive him by 8 to 10 years,
mm-hmm,
statistics.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you are going to be on your own for 8 to 10 years. In my case, my wife is 3 years younger than me. All right? So just by doing the math and with her longevity history and her family with her parents,
yep,
Helene easily could make it up into the early to mid-90s.
Okay.
My family is different because my Uncle Melford is 88. He's the longest living Gents that I'm aware of.
Okay.
And he's got health issues now.
Sure.
Okay. My dad was 75. His dad was 67. You know, that type of stuff.
Yes.
So my point is, you know, I hope to make it to 90. I'm not saying I want to check out at 80.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
But again, you have to plan, and I know Helene's listening. She listens to our show. All women out there, married, single, divorced, doesn't matter, widowed, you need to understand what's going on out there.
So a little point of clarification from Bob Hughes here.
Yep.
When I said 51% to 49%, I think the person that is actually doing the checkbook or monitoring all that, that's the person that should have the 51% because they're doing the work.
Sure.
Not that the 49% is not paying attention. And I don't care if it's a guy or a gal, whoever is doing it. Somebody needs to be in charge. And conversations, making the decisions together. Yeah.
You should know such things. What do groceries cost there? What are you spending in groceries?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the XL energy bill? Okay, ours is right Hennepin, but whatever.
Yeah, that's whatever. Bill.
Sure. What is waste management charge to pick up the garbage?
Where are those files, by the way?
You know, what is this cost? What is our insurance cost? Who's our insurance agent?
Yes.
What does it cost? Okay. I also understand that if you're doing things ahead of time, like we pay all of our insurances for a year in advance,
mm-hmm.
you save over 10% by doing that.
Right.
Yeah, that's a pretty good sized check.
It's a chunk of change.
But understanding that if something happened to me, Helene knows to work with our rep that she knows, yep, we always paid her December 15th every year.
Yeah.
Comes due January 1, and beat it by 2 weeks always.
Mm-hmm.
To know that there's where you go, here's where you pay it, you know, that type of stuff.
Passwords, all those things.
Yeah, passwords, all that good stuff. So again, the challenges women face with retirement planning, how to overcome them. So here's a typical in the past. Back probably when our parents were having us.
Okay.
Now, I know your mom worked outside the home.
My mother did, never made $1,000 a month in her life.
My mom either.
Yeah.
Okay. My mom worked... When mom and dad got married, mom went to Worthington Community College back home. Got some kind of degree. I don't know what it was called. Let's call it clerical.
Okay.
Worked for an attorney in Lakefield there for a few years. Then worked at the First State Bank in Lakefield for 20-some-odd years.
Okay.
And then worked for Farm Bureau, the DAC, worked with handicapped people.
Yep.
Was the church treasurer and was the township clerk.
Yes.
Okay. Mom never made, again, same as your mom, more than $1,000 a month.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But if you go even further back, or even to our, we'll come to that.
Okay.
We'll hold on to that idea.
I hope we're finding or are going to find that the disparity between men and women, that gap is starting to close.
It is.
I know it's starting to close. Not fast enough. Ladies, we'll get there. We'll get there. It's 8:30 a.m. 1450 FM 99.3 KNSI. Niles Gens with the Gens Financial Services in studio with us. Their phone number, 258-3688. Of course, they are online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services, is in studio. Their telephone number is 258-3688. Area code 320, of course. They are online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z. GensFinancial.com. Niles, there's so much information on that website. First of all, GensFinancial.com, and you want to start again with all the workshops that are coming up?
Yep, we have two opportunities next week, March 12th and March 14th. Obviously, we're recording this show on March 6th. So if you're listening to this replay this week, and I know what's going on, I know what date it is.
Yep.
Okay. So March 12th is at the Holiday Inn on the west side of St. Cloud. You come in the backside, doors 9 and 10. You come on the Highway 15 side. You come in what I call the back doors.
Right.
Number 9 and 10.
Yep.
And then on Thursday, the same presentation, so you don't come to both. The old brick house here on 6th Avenue South here in St. Cloud.
You are going to enjoy that a lot.
I'm looking forward to it. And then I don't know which one it is because Niles Jr. is taking care of this. We are having one of the events recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Just tell people we're not going to record Bob's face.
Right, okay? Right.
The cameras will be in back. They'll see the over the top of the people. We have a company here in town doing all this.
Sure.
So the reason for that is somebody cannot make one RV events. Like, for example, we had a couple in the office Monday morning that Niles Jr. met with saying, you know, we've been getting your invitations for years. We've been listening to the radio show for years.
Yeah.
It just hasn't worked in our schedule to come in. Well, they were in on Monday.
Sure. Yeah.
So we get quite a bit of that. You know, we've been listening for years. We knew you were in town for years and the timing wasn't right. So whenever the timing's right, okay? So we do have two other events. We have four workshops the month of April in the St. Cloud area.
April,
right around the corner. We are booking the finalizing the dates for our routine regular workshops. I think 18th and 23rd, but don't hold me to that. But the first week in April, Kevin is hosting two events at the library here in town on Social Security. We're strictly going to be talking about Social Security. So if you're curious about Social Security, it'd be a good one for you to attend to gather information. And also realizing that Social Security is projected to run out of money in 2033 or 2034.
Is this an election year or something?
I heard that.
Is that why they're telling us that?
I think I caught a commercial somewhere along the way. So we're going to be talking about the impact of if there is going to be a 20-25% reduction in Social Security checks. We'll see. Yep. But again, two good events. All that April stuff will be on our website here next day or two or three.
Okay.
So the topic today is March is National Women's Month.
Right.
So I'm going to go back a little bit in history. We started a little before we went to the news. The challenge women face with retirement planning, how to overcome them. In the past, okay, I'm just reading. Women were programmed to believe that their role in the household is to manage the household rather than the finances.
Okay.
Our moms were not like that, but I know of a lot of women, the age of our moms, maybe even a little younger.
Yeah.
Women have been told they don't have the brain, which irks me to no end when people say that, for financial planning, investing, or business. But the narrative has changed. Today, women are taking initiatives, breaking the myths, and gaining financial independence. They are aware that managing their finances does not require special skills. It's all about developing the right mindset and knowledge. So, Bob, I'm going to give you a little test, and I did not pre-warn you, but I'm going to give it to you anyhow.
Okay. There's no math, is there?
You keep your shoes
okay.
on.
Okay. All right. Good.
If you take all of our hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients that we have.
Yes.
You think there's more men clients or more women clients?
Well, because of the age of your clientele, I'm going to go with more women.
Yep. Yep. We have, and that, so husband and wife, there's one of each.
Sure.
But I can think of many, many, many more widow clients that we have versus widower.
Yeah.
I don't know what the number is. Has to be 10 to 1.
Really?
15 to 1. Well, yeah.
I'll be darned. Yeah.
So when in doubt, when you go to church on Sunday or if you go Saturdays, look who's sitting in the first four or five rows on the right side.
Yeah.
We have all women sit there because my wife and I sit right behind them. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it was always one guy, the token one guy sits in the middle. But again, so you women out there, and I keep telling my wife and I tell my wife and I tell my wife that all these finances, you know, investments, insurance and whatnot is going to land on her lap someday.
Yep.
Okay. So if you gals out there, and again, you gals have taken the initiative the last, 10, 15, 20 years to step up to the plate and get involved with the finances in the family. First off, we still have this, Bob, which I still don't understand, gender pay gap. Why you would have two equally qualified people doing the same job and the man gets paid more. That does not make sense.
Do you recall every 4th of July we do these Countdown to Freedom segments? I think you've sponsored them in the past. Mm-hmm. My favorite one is the women that were involved in the Revolutionary War.
Yep.
If it weren't for those gals, it's entirely likely that the war would not have turned out the way it did.
Yep. And if you look at more recently, World War II.
Absolutely.
The men were off.
Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, the men were off fighting.
Yeah.
The women were there as nurses and support.
Sure.
But back home,
yeah.
Who worked in the factories?
The gals did.
But then when the men got home, the women were booted out. It's just.
How dumb.
That makes sense. But anyhow, so the gender pay gap is still occurring.
Yeah.
Women out there have longer life expectancy. Everybody knows that.
Sure.
Okay. Lack of financial confidence. for you gals out there, go to our website. Read the articles, do the calculators, read the ebooks, spend a half hour every other day to spend time on our website learning about things. If you want to come in and just sit down and visit with me on women finances, I'd be happy to sit down and talk to you about it. Okay?
Stop listening to people who tell you you can't.
Yep. Also, divorces are still happening, of course.
Yeah.
And spousal death, you know, like some more than likely. I'm going to predecease my wife more than likely.
Yeah.
And now when it comes to elderly care costs. So if you look back with Helene's parents, my mom, dad, not so much because he just died suddenly. No illness ahead of time.
Right.
But who were the primary caregivers like for Helene's parents? Well, it was the four daughters.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Her mom there, her dad was only ill for the last week or two. But her mom with the dementia and other health issues, the daughters took a turn every once a month that you had mom for a week.
Mm-hmm.
So mom would stay at our house for a week, and it was great to have her. She was not a burden by any stretch of the imagination. We took her to the football games, kids' events.
Sure.
With the dementia, obviously didn't remember where she was at, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
But you women out there are the caregivers still.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, women have a tendency, their Social Security checks to be lower than men because they generally take time off for having children, doing the caregiving.
Yeah.
So we're still seeing a gap in Social Security and plus with their pay being lower.
Right.
Okay. So if you haven't done so already, ssa.gov, create a username and a password. They'll send you a temporary PIN in the mail, get it like 2-3 weeks later.
Yeah.
Then you go back on there and create a permanent password on your on the website. Don't misplace those passwords because if you do, it'll take literally months to get them reset.
Yeah.
But just look at your statements. Again, realizing I still have people don't know that when a husband and wife situation, when they're both on Social Security, when one of them dies, the surviving spouse gets the higher of the two checks.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter, male or female. So a lot of people don't realize that. I've had people challenge me in denial. Said, no, you only get 80%. Where did that come from? You know, so if the husband's check is $2,000 a month and yours is $1,800, your husband dies, your $1,800 goes away, you get his $2,000.
Right.
It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm.
So we do talk about women's things at our seminars. Actually, they're not women's things. They relate to anybody. Okay. But then keep in mind for you gals out there, if you're not involved with the financial aspects of running the household, get involved.
Yep.
Sit down and know what the bills are. Know what it costs. Look at the bank statement. See where the money's going. Look at the brokerage statements. Look at the 401k on the screen. You know, look at your own 401k.
Yeah.
Help decide where your money's invested. If you don't know how to invest your money in your 401k, give us a holler at the office. Come on in. I'll give you my keyboard to my computer. You can go in and get your statements right in front of you on the computer screen.
Sure.
And we can talk about it.
Yep.
Okay. So, again, take an opportunity to learn, to get smarter when it comes to the finances.
I did not do any of that stuff for years. I just went to work. Here's my check. You know,
yep.
I don't care. You're doing a great job.
Yep.
I'm just going to go to work. Barb was diagnosed with some dementia in 2012. All of a sudden, the learning curve dropped right in my lap.
Yep.
And she did a fabulous job of taking care of the finances, all of that stuff. But ladies, thank you. Thank you for all that you have done for us stupid men.
Good note to close on, Bob.
Well, you said your wife is listening, so I wanted to score a few points.
I'm sure she just nodded her head. Yep, he called it right.
I don't know where we'd be without you. We certainly would not be without you. We
wouldn't be here without our moms.
That's right. Niles, thank you.
Yeah, you take care.
Niles Gans, Gans Financial Services. The phone number is 258-3688. They are online, of course, at GensFinancial.com. Make sure that you spell it correctly. G-E-N-T-Z, GensFinancial.com. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.